I'm sure y'all have probably heard this briefly, but every religion has a produces a particular type of culture. So at the heart of every culture is a worldview or a religion, right? So if you go to the Middle East and you experience Middle Eastern culture or the culture that is produced there in Saudi Arabia or Iran, the religion that produces that culture is the religion of Islam, the worldview of Islam, and it's a worldview. If you go to Western Europe, you see secular cultures with a small residual of Christianity, and that secular culture is produced by Darwinian evolutionary secular religion or worldview. And if you go to Japan, you can see the culture produced by Shintoism, or China, the culture produced by communism. All of these are different worldviews that produce different cultures. Religion produces culture. And culture has cultural artifacts. And cultural artifacts include pottery, songs, movies, books, etc. All right, so what culture, what religion produced Fifty Shades of Grey? Relativism, perverted, demonic, secularism. Yeah. Of course, a lot of Christians read those books. Interesting. a lot of, the book sold like millions and millions of copies. I remember having a small group conversation, and there was a man in the small group. He's like, "Oh yeah, I read that book." And everyone was like, "Record." He's like, "Well, I wanted to see, you know." Okay, dude. All right. So, yeah. Now, what sort of religion produces pop art? Pop art, pop music. What are some of the characteristics of modern bro country? Or modern Tay-Tay. Modern Tay-Tay, Tay-Tay pop music. Just, okay, self, sure. A lot of broken families and life. I'm not even just talking about the content of the lyrics. Of course, the content of the lyrics is not super deep, right? I'm trying to think, shallow, repetitive, relativistic, postmodern, meaning, you know, it's good because of the way it makes me feel. And it makes me feel good in this moment, and therefore that is good music. That's postmodernism. It's also relativism. It's also ignorance. What else? What's the haters gonna hate? What's the song? Tay Tay song? Or how about a haters gonna play. You're gonna shake. Okay. Now, is it possible that we take that particular melody riff and put it right on another song and produce the same thing over and over and over again? You ever seen those mashups? Yeah. So what's happening there? Something is happening. They've stumbled on some sort of natural law formula. Okay, that makes people feel a certain way. And then the postmodern relativistic people that feel a certain way then conclude, that's good, let me buy it. And then what happens after you play it six times? Oh, that's so yesterday. That's so 2020. Because pop culture is throwaway culture. Pop culture is like, it's nomadic. You pop up the tent, you pull up all the resources you possibly can right here in this moment, you get all the feels you can, and then you throw it in the trash, and you go on to the next formula. It's consumeristic as well, because it grabs hold of your heartstrings in less than 3 seconds, right? It has to. So it has to be positive, it has to be encouraging, it has to have a nice click track. It's got to have all the formulaic melodies that you're accustomed to and you're used to hearing, right? And it's got to repeat them 3 times, build dissonance, and then return. All about that bass, no treble. That's a good song. That makes me feel good. Now, all you got to do is take Jesus' words, okay, and put them on those exact same structures, the same formulas, the same pop culture that produces that. And now you got the Spirit is in this house. The Spirit is in this place. Is it the Spirit, though, or is it the Spirit of pop culture? It's what? It's a Spirit. It's a Spirit. Now, of course, every culture is not, no culture is as evil as it could be, right? Like, you can find redeemable, decent qualities in any culture, okay? But of course, they're only going to be redeemable or decent because they are in those moments, those brief, lucid moments, holding on to something that God taught them in the Bible or in nature. You see what I mean? So, for example, when jazz music first originated in New Orleans at Providence Hall, they say that it was so chaotic and so crazy that only the smallest fraction of people could even take it, because it was so chaotic and insane and loud and just breaking all the rules. It was all about breaking the rules, because, you know, God is a God of order. But now that we believe in evolution and progressive, we can create a new evolved music through chaos and through deconstruction. This is all the worldview that's producing that music. But not a lot of people were into it. So what they had to do is they had to subdue it a little bit. Okay, let's have some melodies that the human ear can grab a hold of. Let's submit to natural law to a degree. Okay, let's at least have the bass player and the drummer in the same time signature. Okay, everyone can't be in their own time signature. No one can even follow what's happening here. So pull it down a little bit. Make it a little bit more accessible. Follow natural laws just a little bit, but maintain that little bit of breaking the rules edge. All right. So all of this stuff, I'm trying to give you all just illustrations of how your worldview has brought you to the place where you were like, I like this kind of music and I don't like this kind of music. And this kind of music moves me, and this kind of music is good. But none of that is neutral. All of that has been done to you, and you are a product of it. It's not a neutral space. Your personal tastes aren't your personal tastes. You have acquired them over time, largely at the hand of marketers and very powerful corporate, bossmans, right? Rich and very powerful people that have almost like created your vibe. You know, I'm this, I'm that, and this is my culture. Okay? Even the idea that youth should determine what's cool, that is a religion, all right? It's a religion that emerged halfway through the 1900s. It's not ever been like that in the history of the planet, that youth are now what's cool, that youth can make a decision apart from their parents, and that's all comes out of religion, that youth know what's avant-garde music and art. Any other time in human history, young people would have been apprentices under old art artists for decades before anyone had any desire to look at anything they've ever done. Now you have to be 14 to be a pop star. You're 14, you're a pop star, you make 3 throwaway singles. They throw those away after they're played out, and then they throw you away. Right. And then you get an award, and then, you know, then you get into drugs and your life is ruined. Right. And then Christians take that exact same melody and that tune and all that throwaway garbage. All about that. 1, 2, 3 distance. Bam. Get the Spirit moving. Put the Christian music into it. And now we have basically audience driven pop culture church. That's what's happening. And so I say all this to say, here at Christ Church, over the next 2 or 3, 4 generations, we're not just trying to build a church. I don't care about that at all. Okay? I mean, I hope that we have a solid church. That is not that interesting to me. That is super easy to have a church. Okay? Where we all have our worship hobby privately, secretly, on Sunday mornings, and then we go back to our normal life, where the culture is completely dominated by false worldviews. You see what I mean? What we want is to build a culture that is Christian, from a Christian worldview. Not just build a worship service on Sunday mornings. I mean, Well, let's at least get there, okay? Could we at least somehow get the world out of our one-hour worship service? We're still working on that. It's still very much dominated by the world in many ways that we don't even discern, okay? But let's do that. Let's try to at least do that. But we want more than that, right? We want a whole culture. We want CPAs, for example. That's Aaron, you know, who are pressing the claims of Christ, into the area of finance, right? We want salesmen that their philosophy and what they do is completely Christian and utterly Christian, right? We want all the various cultural artifacts that are being produced, art, music, financial services, a house being built, a vineyard being planted, all of these things to be done from the worldview of Christianity. It's when that happens over generations that you have a little taste of Christendom. You have a little taste of Christian culture. It's you're building Mayberry. That's what, if I can try to put it in modern parlance. Right? This is the goal. This is the goal. And this takes generational faithfulness. And it also takes very strong attentiveness to Christian worldview and pressing the claims of the worldview of Christ into your particular fields. Okay? I am not pushing the claims of Christ into your area of culture. That's your job. Make sense? All right. And I am not responsible for raising your children. That's your job. We all have our little part to play in this division of labor as we build a culture. All right. That's why we have to sing the Psalms, because the Psalms flow from a Christian worldview. Okay. Obviously, right? Obviously. And the Psalms are cultural artifacts that we can actually grab hold of way ahead of our cultural advancement. You see what I mean? It's like we get to, why reinvent the wheel? Right? If you're trying to build a culture and there's already been a culture that's way advanced, you know, why not just steal some of their stuff? You know, we'll take the Psalms. Those are cultural artifacts created by Hebrew culture, faithful Hebrew culture. You see what I'm saying? And that's why one of the reasons why we want to sing the Psalms, because we want to build a Christian culture and we want to produce Christian cultural artifacts, not knockoff pop crap. All right. It's like we do what the pop stars do, but worse. Okay. And 10 years late, right? We do not want that. We want to create our own wake. And that's one of the many reasons why we should sing the Psalms. I mean, there's obviously plenty of other reasons. But just think about that. Chew on that.